Somebody who's not a fair weather friend of our
not
show
a deep,
is a good friend, former colleague here and at NBC Connecticut, the fabulous Amy Parmenter, manager, public and government affairs, AAA Allied Group. Good morning. How are you?
Hi.
Lovely segue, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Lovely segue.
I worked on that. I worked on that. Well, you were in the business for a long time.
Every word is scripted here.
You know that. So, good news on gas prices, correct?
Yeah, really good news on gas prices. The driving force here is crude oil is much less expensive at this time of year than may be expected or what is typical.
Right.
So we often see gas prices drop at this time of year, especially as we approach the end of summer and the drop-off in demand. In the middle of September, we'll switch over to the less expensive winter blend of gasoline.
Right.
So that helps. But it's really the less expensive crude oil that is driving this drop-off.
Amy, I hate to ask a question, but do you know how much it is, a barrel? Because,
I mean,
at one time it was way up.
I actually was just looking for that, and I don't have it right off the top of my head, but I'm thinking it's, it's usually, like, a high would be around the 70s, and I think it's good down closer to the 60s and maybe even into the 50s.
Good deal.
So this is pretty good. We were up around $3 a gallon in May. The statewide average in Connecticut now is $2.79. So that's 21 cents. That's pretty good.
Yes, and the good news is that it's expected to continue to fall, hopefully through the end of the year. AAA is forecasting that gas prices will drop about 25 cents from their summertime high nationwide. And here in Connecticut, we certainly expect to see the same. We've already dropped 20 cents from that May high that you point out.
Yeah.
But we're going to continue to fall. And, you know, that's good news certainly for those who are traveling over the Labor Day weekend and anyone who is planning a road trip for the September through December months.
Well, and one thing, Amy, and I think you guys reported this, they're expecting like an incredible number of people traveling over this Labor Day.
Yes. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. We always see a very high number of people travel over the Labor Day weekend. We've seen some record travel numbers for Memorial Day, July 4th. And so it would stand to reason that Labor Day will be the same, not quite at those levels, because a lot of folks are getting back to school
trapped.
And start to tie things up. But still, for the Labor Day weekend, it is expected to be, you know, a lot of traffic out there.
Talking to Amy Parmenter from AAA about the drop in gas prices. Now, AAA projecting the national average could drop to 240 or lower.
Ooh,
is that is that an area that we will never see in this area, in this neck of the woods?
Yeah, I would be surprised if gas prices across Connecticut drop below 250.
Right.
Usually we're significantly above the national average.
Of course.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Yes.
We can
I'm going to say gas taxes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say that it's the taxes that are added on.
Okay.
In Connecticut, that's one of the reasons that we're usually around the top 9, 10, 11 most expensive state for gas prices.
Okay. You know, Amy, the other thing is, Angela had a story earlier this week. Friday, next Friday, it's going to be a big travel day. They were saying 70,000 people, or 70, more than that, 70,000 or more than that, people were going to fly. I mean, it's an incredible number of people that are flying next Friday.
Yeah, it one of the things that we have seen, especially in New England, is over these big holiday weekends, is the increase in the number of people who are getting to their destinations, taking to the skies.
Yeah.
It's been up about 5 or 6% year over year.
Mm.
And that's pretty significant. And it is up nationwide, but the amount that it has increased across New England is even higher than the nationwide averages.
The chance of you getting a vacant center seat, or just forget it, ain't going to happen.
Yeah,
that plane will be full.
Probably not.
Yeah, good chance. Unless you buy the seat next to you and just do it that way. we just talked, next weekend's a crazy busy weekend. People going away, people coming home, people going to school, that kind of things. What kind of tips do you give people to make sure their vehicle is in the best possible preparation to go out and do a lot of driving?
Yeah, so preparation is the key. You hit the nail on the head, and it's never too late. people may say that, okay, well, we're, you know, wrapping up the end of the summer. Well, right. You know, I'm sorry to be the one to bear the news, but winter is coming.
Thank
so
you.
Really, what? Right. There's really no time of year where you don't want your car to be well-maintained. You know, the changing of the oils, the making sure the tires are at the right pressure.
Antifreeze.
Making sure, something as simple as the windshield wipers.
Oh,
really,
yeah.
It makes a difference. If you've ever had windshield wipers that don't work, then you know what I'm talking about. You know, a simple rainstorm can really...
Or just running out of the blue stuff, the washer.
That's right, running out of the blue stuff.
I mean, that's especially...
Is that a technical term?
Yes, it is. That's a radio technical term.
That's the chemical formula.
We like to dumb it down. We like to dumb it down only for the hosts, not for the listeners.
We all know what you're talking about. So.
Oh, see what I mean? Well, there is pink stuff, too.
I'm going to have to weave that into my tip.
Sure you are.
Make sure you have plenty of the blue stuff.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, at AAA, really, it is all about preparation. Next weekend is a holiday weekend. It'll be no holiday for our roadside crews. They will be responding,
God
I'm sure,
bless
to
you.
Thousands of calls just in Greater Hartford. And here's a little tip. Hundreds of those calls will be for people who've locked themselves out of their vehicles or run out of gas.
Those are the top two?
Yeah, those aren't the top two, but I'm always surprised that literally it's hundreds just in Greater Hartford.
Really?
Of those who've locked themselves out of their vehicles. So, you know, that's the hint that if you slow down, you could actually save yourself some time because it's not something that's uncommon at all. I'm really always surprised by those numbers.
Okay.
And then, of course, I do want to mention that, you know, we're heading back to school, so you have the folks trying to get that last little bit of summer in, and then at the same time, folks who are already focused on getting the kids to school. We really want to encourage everyone to look out, to be safe. Even the pedestrians, put your phones down, limit those distractions.
Okay. All right.
And, Amy, you know, one of the things, just very quickly, Joe, just for a sec, is, you know, you were talking about, you know, 6 months from now, guess where we're going to be, middle of winter. And, you know, the fact is you also start a lot of cars. That's another reason to join AAA. I always want to get that plug in.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate that. I mean, now is a really good time to check your AAA membership and make sure that it's up to date and that you have the coverage you need. Sometimes, you know, the kids get older, you've sent a kid off to college, something like that. If they have a vehicle, is that vehicle covered? So, you know, it's a good time to check in with AAA. Thanks for that.
Very good. Amy, thanks as always. We appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Okay, be safe.
All right,
you
Amy
too.
Parmenter.
Fine
from
reporter.
AAA. She's good. She's